The 4-Hour Workweek. Escape 9 to 5, live anywhere, and join the new rich. Author: Timothy Ferris. Most people have spent too much time convincing themselves that life has to be hard, with a resignation to 9 to 5 drudgery in exchange for weekends and occasional vacation. If you are sick of the deferred life plan and want to live life instead of postpone it, then learn to adopt the art and science of the lifestyle design, which consists of 4 simple steps, referred to as DEAL, which are definition, elimination, automation, and liberation. 1. Definition. Here are the fundamentals for leading the lifestyle design. 1. Retirement planning is only a hedge against the worst case scenario and not the goal. 2. Alternating periods of activity and rest are unnecessary to survive. Distribute mini retirements throughout life instead of hoarding the enjoyment for the end. 3. Doing less meaningless work, so that you can focus on things of greater personal importance, is not laziness. 4. Timing is never right. If something's important to you and you want to do it eventually, just do it now. 5. Ask for forgiveness, not permission. 6. Most people are good at a handful of things and miserable at most. Leverage your strengths instead of attempting to fix those shortcomings. 7. Most endeavors and possessions in excess take on the characteristics of their opposite, even time. 8. Having more money isn't the answer as often as we'd like to think. By using money as a scapegoat and situating work as our all-consuming routine, we are able to conveniently disallow ourselves the time to do otherwise. 9. Relative income is more important than absolute income. 10. There is no progress without eustress. Eu in Greek means healthy. And the more we can apply it to our lives, the sooner we can actualize our dreams. 2. Elimination. The end of time management. Forget all about time management. You shouldn't be trying to do more in each day. Being busy is most often used as a guise for avoiding the few critically important but uncomfortable actions. Being selective is the path of productive. Focus on the important few and ignore the rest. Identify the few critical tasks that contribute most to income and schedule them with very short and clear deadlines. Meanwhile, define the main activities that you resort to doing to feel like you have achieved something. Based on that, you may decide on a short list of what to do and what not to do. Accordingly, generate more time while doing less. Low information diet. It is imperative that you learn to ignore or redirect all information and interruptions that are irrelevant or unimportant by developing and maintaining a low information diet. Most information is time-consuming, negative, irrelevant to your goals, and outside of your influence. 3. Automation. Outsourcing life. Eliminate unimportant tasks before you delegate. Unless something is well-defined and important, no one should do it. Otherwise, you waste someone else's time instead of your own. Beside delegation from inside, there is also outsourcing, which is the employment of outside help or virtual assistants to do the trivial tasks that you don't want to waste your time in. Setting your own automated business. If you want to run your own business and spend no time on it, then you must use companies that exist to pretend your work for someone else and handle functions as such as manufacturing products, answering phone calls, shipping, or customer service. Automation process. Your goal isn't to create a business that is as large as possible, but one that bothers you as little as possible. Create a process-driven instead of founder-driven business. Develop operational rules that enable others to deal with problems themselves instead of calling for help. Remove yourself from the equation by 1. Contracting outsourcing companies that specialize in one function, so that if someone is fired, quits, or doesn't perform, you can replace them without interrupting your business. 2. Hire trained groups of people who can replace one another as needed. 3. Ensure that all outsourcers are willing to communicate among themselves to solve problems, and give them written permission to make inexpensive decisions without consulting. 4. Liberation. The new rich are defined by a more elusive power than simple cash. Unrestricted mobility, which is not limited to startup owners or freelancers. Employees can pull it off too if they create the proper leverage to be unshackled, and show their value through the following plan. 1. Increase investment. Make the company invest in you as much as possible so that the loss is greater if you quit. 2. Prove increased output off-site. absent yourself from work or take vacation for 2 days in the middle of the week, during which make sure to double your output and keep quantifiable records of what you accomplished for reference during later negotiations. 3. Prepare the quantifiable business benefit. Create a list of how much more you achieved outside the office with explanations. Present remote working as a good business decision and not a personal perk. 4. Propose a revocable trial period. Propose a partial remote work trial period for 2 weeks, and do not propose 100% remote working, as this may set off a panic alarm. 5. Expand remote time. Make sure to turn the days you work outside the office as the most productive, even minimally dropping in office production to heighten the contrast. Then suggest increasing the remote work days on a trial basis, fully prepared to compromise if needed. Killing your job. There are several principal phobias that keep people going on, and there are simple rebuttals for all of them. 1. Quitting is permanent. This is not true. You can pick up your chosen career track or start another company at a later point. 2. I won't be able to pay the bills. Plan to have a new job or source of cash before quitting your current one. Besides, it isn't hard to eliminate most expenses temporarily and live on savings for a brief period. 3. Health insurance and retirement accounts will disappear if I quit. You can always find alternative schemes to cover your needs in these areas. 4. It will ruin my resume. You can sweep gaps under the rug and make uncommon items the very things that get job interviews. Do something interesting that makes them jealous and explain that it was a once-in-a-lifetime chance to pass through such an experience and I couldn't turn it down. Mini retirements. Why not take the usual retirement period and redistribute it throughout life instead of saving it all for the end? It entails relocating to one place for 1 to 6 months before going home or moving to another locale. Though it can be relaxing, it is not an escape from your life, but a re-examination of it. Adding life after subtracting work. Decreasing work isn't the end goal. Living more is. Go nuts and live your dreams. In the beginning, the external fantasies will distract you enough. Then you will have frightening moments of doubt and comparative impulse as the rest of the world will continue with its 9-to-5 grind. And you'll begin to question your decision to quit. Most of this can be overcome as soon as you recognize it for the outdated comparisons using the more is better and money is success mindsets that got us into trouble in the start. If you are confused about life, you're not alone. This won't be a problem once you realize that life is neither a problem to be solved nor a game to be won. The heaviness of success chasing can be replaced with a serendipitous lightness when you recognize that the only rules and limitations are those we set for ourselves. Be bold and don't worry what people think. They don't do it that often anyway.